The BCSPCA has rescued 59 dogs, including 12 Chihuahuas, 4 French Bulldogs, 43 Cane Corsos and 14 birds from a property in Quesnel after reports of untreated illnesses and injured adult dogs. The animals were found living in deplorable conditions, and many of the dogs were puppies, with 18 of the Cane Corso pups born within the last month, the BCSPCA states. When animal protection officers arrived at the site, they were greeted by a powerful ammonia smell, littered with garbage, urine, and old feces. Some dogs had access to hazardous objects and medications. Officers also discovered large areas of drywall that had been chewed through near an electrical socket. Upon entering, it was clear that the situation was dire, said Eileen Drever, Senior Officer of Protection and Stakeholder Relations at the BCSPCA. The dogs were in poor physical condition, extremely thin, with ribs, spines, and hip bones visible. They were fearful and under-socialized, with some puppies found shivering in the yard among the debris. In addition to the appalling living conditions, one litter of puppies, only days old, was found with castration bands used for tail docking, leading to severe pain and infection. A veterinarian confirmed the need for immediate surgical intervention to relieve the puppies' suffering. Tail docking and ear cropping for cosmetic purposes have been banned by the College of Veterinarians of British Columbia since 2016 due to the unnecessary pain they cause. The property also housed a neglected aviary with several birds, including parrots and lovebirds. Many of the birds were in poor condition, with some missing feathers, likely due to illness or emotional stress. The suffering these animals endured is heartbreaking, Drever stated. They were neglected and exploited for profit without regard for their well-being. The animals requiring urgent care were immediately taken to a veterinarian for treatment. The BCSPCA's Drive for Lives program will assist in transporting the animals to various BCSPCA centers for ongoing care. As the investigation is ongoing, the animals are not available for adoption at this time. The BCSPCA intends to recommend charges to Crown Council. To support the BCSPCA and help animals in need, visit spca.bc.ca.